Part of Malcolm Turnbull's survival strategy is giving the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission tough new powers that could force energy companies to sell some assets. A former chairman of the competition watchdog, Professor Alan Fels, has backed that idea, but he thinks rather than targeting the energy sector alone, any new powers should be across the board to potentially break up the major banks, which are currently toxic because of the Royal Commission. Alan Fels spoke with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
It's realistic. It's been done in other countries, but the same sort of issue is coming up with banking, whether some of their activities should be separated off. And again, it's better to have a standard court-applied power and only where there's been a clear abuse of market power.
So these new powers to force divestments would only be realistic across the board, not just targeting energy, but also, for example, the banks?
Yes, I think that would be a much more sensible approach. If it came down to looking at energy companies on their own, I would think that we would need a sensible cost-benefit analysis of the proposition rather than ruling it out.
So in terms of not just targeting power companies, which is what this is all about, you're suggesting that other areas of the economy could be targeted, for example, banks, which are really toxic in terms of the Royal Commission?
Well, I do think that the Royal Commission has demonstrated that the solutions that we think of for banks, that is, regulation and also better behaviour by banks, don't look that convincing. And there are some deep conflicts of interest within the banking and finance sector, and that could be resolved by requiring a separation of those activities.
What about unintended consequences of such extreme market intervention? Surely foreign and local investors will stay away.
It is true that, as with all policy steps, there can be undesirable or unintended consequences. But the story of divestiture in the US and in the UK recently with airports is a success story. The deterrence effect at the moment is quite weak. If there was a possibility of divestiture, you would get much better compliance and much better competition.
But surely forcing a company, whether it's an energy retailer or a generator or a major bank, to divest certain assets would be an extreme measure and a last resort in a free market economy.
I largely agree with that, but it doesn't mean we should not have the power. It's just that the power should be applied sensibly after a court hearing and investigation. The other remedies are often quite inadequate to address the fundamental problem.
You don't see this as over-the-top intervention that's really been mired in politics, which has resulted, of course, in a potential leadership challenge of the Prime Minister.
Well, it's true all of that is going on, but we need a divestiture power in the Competition Act. And indeed, the present remedies put up by the government would not be such a political issue if we had that standard equipment in our competition law.
Former ACCC Chairman Professor Alan Fels with our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.